Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're talking to Legislator John Lindsay and...
Bill Lindsay,
I'm sorry. I almost made you a mayor.
That's okay.
So, Bill, I was listening to your talk this morning, and I was, I'm kind of impressed with the fact that you have a grasp for the business community. And I think you do a lot of things to help the business community. What are some of the things that you try to emphasize?
Well, as I said this morning, and I think government has a role to play within the private sector and governing how business is conducted. And a lot of times that role is simply to get out of the way and allow business to take place and allow commerce to happen with limited or no intervention. There are times where government needs to give it a little bit of push and a little bit of assistance to get it going in the right direction.
I'm doing this show from MacArthur Airport.
Yes.
And I think about the airline industry, and we deregulated it. We not only deregulated it, we destroyed it. Because even though the price of travel may have come down, I think that the quality of travel has been terrible. I'm going to Chicago at the end of the month, and I told my wife, I says, you know what? I ain't sitting in no plane to go to Chicago. I says, next year we have to go by plane to Europe because that's the only way to go. But to Chicago, I think I'm going to take a car and take a little time to get there. Do you see this as being a failure?
The deregulation of the airlines?
Yeah.
I think that's a really complicated question. In some cases, yes, I think it has been. But in others, when you look at the cost of travel and how travel has become much more widespread than it was prior to deregulation, I'm someone, in the private sector, my business requires me to travel on some occasions once a month. So I spend a lot of time in airports, and the cost of air travel has come down considerably to where it was. It's actually less than what it was even before deregulation 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So in that instance, I think it has helped tremendously. But, there is still some light regulation there with the different flights that are available and the gates that are open. Unfortunately, MacArthur Airport, I think, is suffering from a situation that needs to be addressed sorely by town government, which controls the airport, and we certainly need to attract more airlines to come to MacArthur. I'm sure you're one of the few people right now in the terminal.
Yeah, I know. Well, I certainly didn't get run over by the crowd walking in here. I won't dwell on this too long, but I think that the quality of airline, from what we read in the papers and the people having arguments and fights, psychologists tell us, and I remember this from my own studies in college, that the more we crowd people into places, the more unhinged they become.
Well, you know what? As someone who travels frequently, you're almost treated as if you're on public transportation. And the airline industry oftentimes forgets that you're a paying customer and you have choices that you don't have to fly their airline. You could choose to fly a different airline, and I think they need to treat you accordingly.
Being an elected official, you probably don't realize how unhinged you already are.
Probably. I've been conditioned, so...
So maybe you can handle it better than most of us can. But in any case, it's just one of my pet peeves, and whenever I get to do a rant, I do one, I want to talk about, certain developments on Long Island. You seem to be very supportive of those developments. Personally, I'm supportive of, some of these projects, too. In fact, I was supportive of the new power plant until I read how overstuffed we are with power.
Yes. Yeah, we were all surprised by that one.
Yeah. They tell us that we need the power. We're going to need the power. Well, I began to do a little research and reading on it, and what's happened is that the cost of power from alternative sources has been dropping dramatically. And who knows what the future brings? In fact, I'm doing an article on that in Long Island Business News. It should come out in a couple of weeks. But on one hand we have to promote business, on the other hand we have to keep an eye on it to see that it's actually necessary and useful to the community. You have a philosophical point of view on this?
I do. I more so towards development and future development here in Suffolk County. I think there's several projects right now that are in the pipeline. They're about to begin or already have begun. That are projects that we don't need to do. We have to do them. We talked at great length this morning about how we're losing our young population. That they're growing up here. We're educating them in the public education through the public education system. They're going off to colleges and then they're never returning. So we lose that return on the investment that we get and the money that we spend, which is a considerable amount of money, about $18,000 to $19,000 per year per student, is lost when they go live in some other community and that community gets the benefit of that phenomenal public education that we provide here. And as a father of two kids in the public school system, we want them to have that great education. We want them to be afforded every opportunity that's available to them. But as a public official, we want to create an environment which they can come back to and succeed and thrive and want to live.
And you talked about the cost of education, even though you're a person who gets his salary from the public domain,
mm-hmm.
Basically, but you still pay taxes.
Of course.
And those taxes are formidable. And I think we're at the point, I tend to have a liberal point of view, and I believe in buying things that for the general welfare of the region, but I don't believe in overpaying for them, and I think we are, and I think it's structural. It's the way we do things is structural. For instance, the great example is the multiple districts of schools out in Fire Island. We had a superintendent. We had one school in the system. It was a one school system, and it had a superintendent. And the superintendent actually had his cost to the community, considering the few number of students we had in the school, was about $3,000 per student before you bought a pencil. That's outrageous.
That is outrageous.
How can we live like that?
We can't. But at the same time, we have to adapt and make the changes from within. You can't continue to point the finger and say, you need to consolidate school districts, just not mine. You need to consolidate fire districts, just not mine. And immediately, whenever we talk about consolidation, you have a very strong voice stand up and say, not mine, that you can't do that. And it's you can't change unless you're willing to change yourself.
Yeah, that's true. And the fire departments were another issue. And, I've been working with Steve Levy on making the more sensible government approaches to how we spend our money, and Steve is not somebody I agree with on every point, but I agree on some of these very important issues, and we work together to I use my forum at Limba to help him and to get out a word and get people to be more proactive, because that's the only way it's going to happen.
It's a hard concept to get through to people, and I, I've seen it a lot in my first 9 months in office. I we term it that people become institutionalized, that this is the way we've always done it. Why would we ever change and do it a different way? Well, a lot has changed in the last 50, 60 years, and the environment with which we govern in is a lot different today than it was 50 or 60 years ago. And the structure of the government has never changed along with it. In fact, if anything, it's gotten worse. We've just added more municipalities, more taxing districts, and added more layers.
Bill, we're going to have to break, but we're coming right back. And when you said environment, you were talking about the business environment. I'd like to talk about the physical environment and when we get back a little bit. This is Ernie Fazio. We're talking to legislator Bill Lindsay, and we will be back in a moment.